You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. How about some more good listening from the composers themselves? I've got some examples here of well-known composers playing their lesser-known but still great numbers, and well-known numbers played by their perhaps not-so-well-known composers. I think a good one to start with is this exuberant big band record of one of the most popular of all jazz standards, I've Found a New Baby, this time by the composer Clarence Williams himself and his orchestra. Swinging New Baby, recorded in 1930 by Clarence Williams and his orchestra. Here's a much slower number that should be better known than it is, from the fertile imagination of Duke Ellington. It's called Lazy Duke. Although Duke doesn't take a solo, I wouldn't call his spirited accompaniment lazy. There's Joe Nanton on trombone, Barney Bigard on clarinet, Cootie Williams on trumpet, and the whole band swinging lightly. Thank you. Lazy Duke, made in 1929 by Duke Ellington and his orchestra under the name of the Harlem Footwarmers. I don't suppose that fooled anyone who knew Duke's style, eh? Here's one by Thomas Waller, composed by the same. The label calls him T. Waller, but the instrument he loved the best, the pipe organ. A rare example of a little-known blues called Sloppy Water, made in Trinity Church, Camden, New Jersey, in 1927. Sloppy Water by the great composer of numbers like Squeeze Me, Honeysuckle Rose, Ain't Misbehaving, Fats Waller. Thomas Waller, must get it right. The same Mr. T. Waller obliges as one of the pianists on the next one, which is a jolly optimistic number called You've Got to Be Modernistic. He didn't write it, though. That was the work of the other pianist, James P. Johnson. I wouldn't mind betting Fats is one of the singers in the chorus, though.
Characteristic, modernistic, that's all. Skag-a-lag-a-lag, gag-a-lag-gag, skog-a-lo-go-lo-go-lo-go-lo-go,
James P. Johnson and his orchestra playing his own You've Got to Be Modernistic. That was made at a session that, in a way, was a return match, for the trumpet lead on it was King Oliver, who a few days before had made some records under his name with James P. Johnson at the piano. Well, we know King Oliver has composed of big numbers like Dr. Jazz and Dipper Mouth Blues and Chimes Blues, but this one, I Want You Just Myself, is lesser known. The King and James P. play it for us.
Thank you.
King Oliver and his orchestra, I Want You Just Myself, with James P. at the piano. I think most of us know the near spiritual Lonesome Road, but it isn't usually known that the man who wrote it in its popular form was the man who also wrote big hits like Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time and Dawn of Tomorrow, Nat Shilkret. Here's his original record of this beautiful number. The vocalist is another songwriter, Willard Robeson, of whom it was once said, if you haven't heard his music, you haven't heard American music. Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, The Lonesome Road. Now, of course, we all know that the blues began with the Negroes in the Deep South, just as the spirituals did. But sensitive white musicians could and did produce excellent copies, as we've just heard. Here's a white composer's blues, played by the composer himself, Phil Napoleon's Bassale Blues, by the original Memphis Five, with Phil Napoleon doubling trumpet and bass horn, or should I say bass horn.
Thank you.
Bass Ale Blues, or the Spanish translation of the label gives it Blues of the Beer, by composer Phil Napoleon and the original Memphis Five. Phil Napoleon wrote a lot of other good jazz numbers. His trombonist colleague on that one, Miff Mole, played on countless records, but he's not given composer credit for many. Here's one he wrote, though, There'll Come a Time, by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. Miff Mole, trombonist extraordinary, playing his own number, There'll Come a Time, with Red Nichols' Five Pennies. Red Nichols himself gets composer credit for lots of numbers, including one called Five Pennies, but his most popular composition is Sugar, played now by Red Nichols' Stompers, a studio bunch that included just about everyone, Glenn Miller and Bill Rank on trombones, Frank Trumbauer, Pee Wee Russell and Adrian Lini on various saxes, a sort of who's who in jazz. Thank you. Sugar, a very popular number in 1928 by composer Red Nichols and his Stompers. And we'll have some more of these after the break.
In the not-too-distant future, wars will no longer exist. But there will be rollerballs, collisions, flames, violence, death. It's Rollerball, James Caan in Rollerball. A Norman Jewison film, certificate AA. Now showing Odeon Leicester Square. Box office now open. All seats bookable.
MAM presents Albert Hammond at the Victoria Palace on Sunday the 21st of September at 7:30 p.m. Tickets £2.25, £2, £1.75 and £1.50. Available now at the theatre box office and usual agents. Call 01 834 1317.
Tango, yes. Mm. Let's get a taste of it.
Mm. Any ideas?
Well, there's too much echo for an orange tango, I think. Yes.
Maybe it's lime.
No, there's too many sharps, my dear. Yes. Anyway, it does sound like real fruit, doesn't it? Mm. Yes. Mm. Well, I think it must be grapefruit.
Yes, that's what I thought it was.
Yes, well, I said it first. Yes, definitely, I'm not sure the opus, but a grapefruit tango.
Try Sparkling Grapefruit Tango. It's all the rage.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Well, the great Adrian Lallini also composed jazz numbers and worked on one fine session with a pianist who was also a composer, Rube Bloom. Most of his tunes were rather way-out piano pieces that were not particularly successful commercially, but when he took the old Farewell Blues and put a new twist to it with lyrics by Harry Woods, it came out as The Man from the South, a natural hit. Here, Rube Bloom's Bayou Boys, with the composer singing the second chorus at the piano, ably assisted not only by Adrian Lallini, but also Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Manny Klein on trumpet, and drummer Stan King.
Why do all those people shout? Hear them bing, bing, banging on those bells. It can't be Hoover, can't be Ford. Everybody's running toward. Must be Lindbergh or the Prince of Wales. Is that him passing by? Say, folks, I know that guy. He's a great big man from the south. Just a great big man from the south. He had a big cigar in his mouth.
Great big man from the south. He was a great big man from the south. He used to have a big cigar in his mouth. Of course I knew that he was from the south.
The Man from the South, adapted, shall we say, from Elmer Schoeble's Farewell Blues by Rube Bloom, played there by his Bayou Boys. Elmer Schoeble, I admit, is one of my favourite jazz composers. Think of the fine numbers he wrote, Nobody's Sweetheart, Lots of Mama, Spanish Shawl, Tampico, I Never Knew What a Gal Could Do, and this one, Cotton Picker's Ball. It's played now by the Midway Gardens Orchestra of Chicago in 1923, the leader of which was pianist Elmer Schoeble, later the Friars Inn in Chicago. The clarinetist is Art Castle, a composer of Sobbing Blues, Around the Corner, and lots of others. And there's Murphy Steinberg on cornet, Jesse Barnes on trombone, and two other ex-Friars Inn men, banjoist Lou Black and bassist Steve Brown, Cotton Picker's Ball. Elmer Schoeble and the Midway Gardens Orchestra, Cotton Picker's Ball. I'd say the most prolific of all great popular composers, though, is Irving Berlin. Yet his records are very, very few. He was a very limited pianist, nothing at all of a singer. Yet in London in 1943, he went to the HMV studios and recorded the rousing title number from his wartime review, This is the Army, Mr. Jones.
Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in the band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you and me more.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. This is the Army, Mr. Green. We like the barracks nice and clean. You had a housemaid to clean your floor, but she won't help you out.
Irving Berlin, a true colossus among great entertainers, though so little heard, in a memory of World War II. Here's a composer's version to conjure up memories of much more pleasant things. It was written in 1931, it was a great hit then, and you still hear it once in a while. Home. It was composed by Peter Van Steeden, whose orchestra plays it now as Dick Robertson sings. Home, by composer Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra. A year or so later, Harold Arlen added a sensational success to his already growing list of hits, Stormy Weather. On Leo Reisman's record of it, he sings the vocal himself to show us how he means it to sound.
in the sky, stormy weather. Since my gal and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When she went away, the blues walked in and met me. If she stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather, since my gal and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Harold Arlen singing his own smash hit of 1933, Stormy Weather. Here's one I'm going to play as it's one of my own all-time favourite numbers, Deep Night. This one is sung and played by the composer Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees.
And be mine alone.
dearer and dearer, deep night, deep in the arms of love.
Well, we've had blues, stomps, good jazz, romance and rousing marches, so let's wind up the show with a spot of fun of the sort that only Bing Crosby can provide. Aided and abetted by the man who wrote the number, Johnny Mercer. It's a load of rubbish called On Behalf of a Visiting Fireman, but if all the rubbish written by some songwriters were as tuneful as this, they'd all be as great as Johnny Mercer and Walter Donaldson, who wrote the tune.
On behalf of the visiting fireman from Kansas City, let's have a smile on me. On behalf of the gentleman, slicked up and looking pretty, let's make it two or three.
Just as the governor of Carolina North
told the governor of Carolina South, on behalf of the visiting fireman from any city, let's have a smile on me.
Hey, boys, did you hear the one about...
I would like a giant mall.
Way, blow me down.
Well-looking who's in town?
Have a chair.
Take that one right over there.
Say, how have you been?
And how's the next of kin?
Fellas, look who just blew in.
On behalf of the visiting fireman from Minnesota, let's have a smile on me.
Yippee!
On behalf of the gentleman just got in from North Dakota, let's make it two or three.
Hi, Pod.
Just as our forefathers told us long ago,
not one cent for tribute, but to let it go. On behalf of the visiting fireman who filled that quota, let's have a smile on me.
Interlude.
Hey, fellas, you know,
where is that elder?
Do I get a giant malt or not?
Hey, on behalf of the visiting fireman from Indiana, let's have a smile on me.
Oh, he come a long way.
On behalf of the gentleman just in from Louisiana,
there's a traveler.
Let's make it two or three.
And one for the road. Now, my fellow club members, you're looking right and trim.
And we welcome you to our... Why, hello, Jim. On behalf of the visiting fireman from Indiana, let's have a smile on me.
On behalf of the visiting fireman from Okalachicola, let's have a smile on me.
At Indian country, behalf of the gentleman just in from Havanola,
no such
let's
town.
Make it two or three.
Just as the governor of Carolina North
told the governor of Carolina South, on behalf of the visiting fireman from Anacanola, let's have a smile on me.
Well, on behalf of the visiting fireman Johnny Mercer and Bing Crosby, I thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll drop in again next week. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.